This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Gone, gone, the damage done.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. Robbie the Degenerate visiting us here for one more segment before he gets out of here. He is going to be.
Go home and stretch.
He's going to go home and stretch. He is
like the Browns coach.
Yeah, they're stretching. He is going to be walking to Key West starting on Thursday to benefit School for Autism down here in South Florida. If you guys want to go donate, JFig will throw the QR code up here so you guys can do that. But also the big one is go subscribe to his YouTube channel. He's going to be live streaming this, but we need more subscribers for him. Robbie walks to Key West. So all our YouTubers out there, if you guys could just do that quickly for us, we would really appreciate that. Robbie is a dear friend of ours, and we want to support him in this endeavor. And you guys can, of course, go donate as well and check that on out. But let us get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. We've yet to talk about them, even though I was boots on the ground last night. And that is, of course, the Miami Heat. And, dude, I don't even know what to say at this point. Six games under 500, Leroy. A loss last night to the Charlotte Hornets, which was not surprising. We were talking on Press Row, and people were like, I think they got this. And I looked at them all, Leroy, and I said, no, they don't. And I was dead-ass serious. I was like, no, they don't. They don't have this. And they didn't have it. And they lost to Miles Bridges, who dropped 35 on them. The Lemon Law, Mark Williams, who the Lakers did not want, or they sent back.
That's a good nickname.
The Lemon Law?
The Lemon Law.
But here was...
Well, he should have been the Light Up Law, because he lit...
Oh, Kalel had a tough night. Kalel Ware had a tough night for our guy. Tall time? Strangely, Davion Mitchell also was like... benched from the middle of the third quarter on after he got teed up.
We can't afford that.
Well, something happened. Like, Bam was like very animated towards him during the bench, and all of a sudden Davion Mitchell did not come back in the game. So whatever. But here's my damage is done, and that goes to the head man himself, Eric Spoelstra. Gonna play a little clip for you from last night here, Leroy, of Spo. And this is him saying, we just got to keep forging on.
In terms of our spirit, we'll be fine, you know, and we just have to forge ahead. You have to forge. Sometimes you get tested. Sometimes you get tested in a way that you don't want to be tested in this league. And you can fold the tent, or you just keep on forging and forging and forging. And that's what our group is going to do.
You're about to make me cuss, Spo.
Yeah.
So.
What do you think he gave up on that?
Let me.
Winning.
Fire him.
I didn't want to have one of these days.
Hmm?
But look here.
But here we are.
I get you want to stay positive. I am probably, when it comes to sports, one of the most positive people out there.
I would agree with that, except with Aaron Rodgers. You hate Aaron Rodgers.
Hates this guy.
No, I told you that it wasn't going to work out.
Would you agree with the term, Robbie, that Leroy hates Aaron Rodgers?
Hates him.
You hate Aaron Rodgers.
But by Leroy standards.
Here's what I say.
Totally hate him.
About Aaron Rodgers.
We don't need to quibble on this. No, I don't need to.
Let me get back
to this.
Boomer Esiason.
Let me get back to this. So, I get that you want to be positive. Okay. Here's the facts of the situation. You're not good enough. You can put whatever twist you want on it. You can put whatever. And you're so not good enough that then you try to make, like, decisions based on pride and stuff like that.
Well, the other thing is, too, like, is, like, you're like, sitting here.
Damn, it's the only guy you got that can defend anybody that's going around Tyler and all these other guys. And, like, we don't know what happened.
And the other thing is, like, you sit here and say, for John and don't fold the tent. Like, that's literally the identity of your team right now. All you do is fold the tent. Every fourth quarter comes around, I go, tent folding time.
Wait.
Time to fold that tent.
What was my text when the game started?
Another blown one? I don't know.
No, I said in the first quarter.
Time to blow another one?
Yeah.
It's tough, man. It is tough. Leroy, what do you got for damages done, dude?
So, my damage is done. Goes to Chris Greer.
Oh. Damage is done.
And I would say this. That when your team and your organization has been plagued by injuries for the last 3 years, and after every season you have to say, we got some very important guys hurt, and it set us back a little bit during the course of the season. And your response to that is to go sign two guys that have been injured.
Yeah.
Too much. Listen, you got to change game plans. Like, if anything, and I'm willing, instead of getting that broken down BMW, I'm ready to go solid and just get a Toyota because I know it's going to work. I know it's going to be effective. It may not be a Pro Bowler, but I can get from point A to point B, and I can depend on it.
He definitely bought this Mercedes like on Facebook Marketplace. Can't trust it.
So, I don't. So, my damage is done is, please don't get in front of us. Don't mock us.
Mm-hmm.
Don't laugh at us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because last year, when you laughed at us about the offensive line, we got Eichenberg'd.
Yeah, we did.
So
we got Eichenberg so hard.
Until it is actually fixed, you can come back at the end of the year and say, I told you I could fix this. I'm fine with that. Don't say nothing now.
Robbie, what do you got for damages done today?
Yeah, we all love this guy, Aaron Ekblad. He got the old
busted.
He
didn't do anything, did he?
He knew, but then he did the old, I should have checked, you know, whatever. That, I mean, anytime someone gets popped, and they always do that. Oh,
is that
I
what he
know.
Did?
Yeah. He really? Says, I should have checked with the health department or whatever. I mean, that's just
health department?
Yeah, it was
you don't need to call the health department.
Whatever he said.
Look at that face. You can't blame Aaron Ekblad.
I mean, yes, you can.
Yeah, here was his statement.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
NHL announced I had been suspended for violating the NHL performance-enhancing substance policy program. The news that I failed a random drug test was a shock. Ultimately, I made a mistake by taking something to help me recover from recent injuries without first checking the proper medical and team personnel. I have let my teammates, the Panthers organization, and our great fans down for that. I am truly sorry. I accept responsibility for my mistake and will be fully prepared to return for when my team suspension is over. I have learned a hard lesson and cannot wait to be back with my teammates.
Okay. Now, does any of that, those pills require a needle? Maybe you should have known.
Dude, you don't know that he took a needle.
I'm not saying
you don't know that.
I asked the question. I just asked the question.
You're making a lot of assumptions here.
I did not make any assumptions.
You're making assumptions on Aaron Ekblad. I'm telling you right now, he's a good boy. All right, he would. Look at that face.
You.
That beard.
It's a beautiful face.
It was an honest mistake. And I think what we need to do is learn a little thing called bygones. Be bygones.
I just asked a question.
I
didn't accuse anybody of anything.
To review this because he's a good boy. And I want Aaron Ekblad to please realize that he is still a good boy and a good person. And I want him ready mentally for the playoffs. When all of a sudden did it become a crime to get back on the ice? Everybody wants to load manage these days. This guy wants to get back to work faster. Sounds like something that should be celebrated to me.
So can I ask you a question?
I think 20 games is a little too harsh. Question.
A little harsh. Right, Jennifer?
Question. I think it's very harsh.
Question. When somebody says to you, take this, it'll help you recover. Has it ever been over the counter? Anybody give me a name something that you went to GNC and got.
Just because Aaron Ekblad believed the Gold's Gym guy doesn't mean he should be suspended for 5 games, I understand.
Let's Gold's Gym's not even open anymore.
Let's be reasonable.
Come on.
5 games. No, 5 for 5.
Here's the deal. That is
I feel like Leroy doesn't want him
bargained
on the ice.
Leroy,
what's wrong with you?
I realize you were a Bruin fan.
What are you getting at GMC?
I didn't realize you were Gary Bettman, huh?
I'm just telling you.
You're a little suspicious.
Wait a minute. Hold on. If somebody comes to you and says, take this, it's going to make you feel good. You know damn well it ain't going to be illegal.
This is the guy who believes LeBron's on the up and up at 40.
Who are you talking to, Leroy? Like, who's giving you things?
I'm just saying.
And mostly, let's just remember the number one point about all this is that Aaron Ekblad is a good boy. And he doesn't deserve this.
I'm not questioning that. I believe that.
Strange.
That's fine.
Marcos, Jay Fig, what do you got for damages done?
Well, Robbie, I'd like for you to listen up closely about this one, since you're about to embark on a big journey.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys heard about the whole toilet gate?
No.
Toilet gate?
On Air India?
Oh, no. I did hear about that.
I didn't hear about this.
Air India.
So there was a flight departed from Chicago that was going to go to India, but an hour and a half into their flight, they had to return back because their toilets weren't working. There was 8 out of the 12 of the restrooms that were not functioning.
Out of 12?
Wait, there's 12 restrooms?
That's a lot.
Yeah,
you still had 4 working restrooms. I think you could have kept
going
to
restrooms. Yeah,
that feels like it
that's
works.
That's reasonable. I mean,
how big of a plane to fly all the way to India, dude?
Well, it's a large flight.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming
India's a very populated country.
It's a good call.
It's a good call.
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
What do you mean?
How big is the plane?
If a place,
to fly?
Oh no, I'm not gonna let you do
you
that.
You need a lot of fuel to fly okay. to India.
A standard plane has 4 toilets. This has 12.
Yeah,
because a lot of people going to India.
How big a plane is that flies around the world like that?
How many hours is that?
So oof. I checked it from Chicago. It's 14 to 15 hours, even though it said 10 hours on the article. So I don't really know what's going on there. And you know what's funny about this whole thing?
Yeah.
You'll never guess why it clogged.
Why? Well, I got a couple reasons.
Not poop?
I thought it was poop, but it's not poop. Apparently, people were stuffing clothes and rags and flushing it down, and it got stuck in the plumbing.
Like, why?
Sounds like
not have any toilet paper?
It sounds like one person had an accident.
Yeah.
And then
he's covering his tracks.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
That's embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
Frog boy, quickly?
Very quickly, guys. Titties. Why do I say that? Hold on.
Get back in your chair, Robert.
Hold on.
He's coming for the dump button.
This is courtesy of the Texas Rangers.
Come back, Robbie. We need you.
That was what was printed on a Texas Rangers hat that has been banned from the MLB shop.
Oh, my God.
They had the Texas Rangers logo as well as the word Texas.
Wait, look at how
submerged over.
Oh, my God.
Robbie was right behind me.
We're bringing in
Robbie.
Reinforcements, guys. Unfortunately, those hats released this week and have been banned. But the damage is done, dude. The damage is done. I saw it all.
Damage is done.
Hold on. Can I just say, though?
Yeah.
Didn't this just happen with the A's?
It did.
Happened with the A's where they released a hat that said ass on it.
Ass, correct. Ass.
Because they tried to do that cute shadow thing and it was ASS.
Yeah.
And now they got a shirt that they got another hat that says tetas.
Tetas? We got it, baby. Courtesy of the Texas Rangers.
That's Spanish for honkers, Leroy. Okay.
In case you didn't know.
Continue.
I'm familiar.
Okay, I just wanted to be clear. Just so you know, tetas is Spanish for honkers.
There you go.
Hooters. Hooters, you know.
Or melons.
Mm-hmm.
Or cans.
Okay, now you're just taking it far. Please.
Antelopes.
Put it down.
Or Eichenbergs.
Whoa!
Eichenberg
got a nice
a boob.
Pair of Eichenbergs on it. That is damage is done. Robbie, thanks for coming in, man.
Damage is done.
Subscribe now to Robbie's YouTube. Robbie walks to Key West. Robbie is going to start walking on Thursday. He's walking to midnight. This is the QR code for our viewers on Twitch and YouTube. You guys download that link so you guys can donate to the South Florida Charter School for Autism that Robbie is raising money for. And he's doing this to benefit that. His family's very close, near and dear to our heart. Robbie's family to us. So if you guys could do that and subscribe to his YouTube. Robbie, you got anything else you want to say before you get out of here, dude?
Yeah, make sure when I get to Key West, no matter how much media is there at Key West, I got to make sure I talk to Tobin and Leroy. I don't know how the connection is going to be at the Southernmost. I don't know what their Wi-Fi is from that thimble, but I got to make sure I talk to you guys on the other side.
Of course, dude. Well, I mean, we'll be live at Buckets and Bets, and we will link you in.
Right,
we will
Madness.
Link you in. We'll be right near the action. We will take a break, a couple more hours to get to, including Panthers. They introduced Brad Marchand yesterday. We'll get more back into the Heat. The Dolphins, we'll see what moves they make. Joey Bosa on the table. Back after this.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.